Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Get started. Manolo?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, fine. Thanks. The age for the, like the first 2 months of the free agency, there was some kind of sleeping dinosaur there. Nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, well, without mentioning names, of course, all these big names keep coming up each and every day. You have been in this business so, so long, but how are you a major league manager to know that your front office always seem to have your back and feeding those big players to you?
You're sucking me into this again, Manolo. Nothing's official here yet, but I will tell you, you're right. Our front office does have a way of making some moves when it's least expected, and or certainly when it's opportunity arises for us. So hopefully I'm able to comment on all these guys here in a day or two, but I appreciate you trying.
One guy you do have there is probably a new face to the Athletics, but please let us know, you know, what do you think about Luis Barrera, who's trying to earn a spot with the A's this year?
Yeah, no, he's impressed us here. Was it last spring or the year before? Both, probably. And his time's coming pretty soon. I know we're a little bit log jammed right now with some guys, but left-handed bat plays for him. You could see right away he's a guy that's not scared of anything, any level, any pitcher. You know, I remember in spring one time I sent him up there against the lefty. I go, "You scared of this guy?" He looked at me like I was crazy. So no, he's a tough kid, and he'll be part of this thing here pretty soon.
Thank you,
Matt.
Bob, just with some of the departures from last year's bullpen, which was so strong, it was said in the offseason that was an area of you know, at least potential concern early on. How would you just describe the way that you feel about the confidence that you have in the bullpen now as opposed to maybe a month ago?
Yeah, hypothetically, if all these things fall into place, I'd feel just as good about where we were. So it's always been a strength of ours. Like I said, continue to look and try to improve upon that. You know, you look at the young starters for the most part that we have too, and then you couple that with a good bullpen. You know, it's for a team that's you know, can score some runs like we can, put you in a pretty good spot. But we still have a little bit of time to confirm all this.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the new ball that's going to be used. I guess it's supposed to not travel as far. Have you looked into that much and how that might affect things this year at all?
Like anything, it's a we'll see. I mean, if it doesn't travel as far, does that mean it was juiced before? I don't know. There's still some pretty strong guys in this game, and you know, when they square them up, it's going to go over the fence. So that's kind of the unknown. You know, you've heard a lot of things about whether or not it's lighter. You hear things about the core and being centered and so forth. And then you look at the numbers, especially last year in the postseason with all the home runs and so forth. You know, I think, baseball's always trying to tinker. MLB's always trying to tinker and get the best product out there. So it'll be interesting. We'll see how it goes. You know, it can be tough to hit a homer at Oakland at night anyway. But, you find out really pretty quickly when you have these balls and batting practice potentially looks a little bit different. And I'm eager to find out as well.
Shayna?
If all the hypotheticals come true, of course, how important is it to have a diversity of arm angles, of looks, of speeds out of the bullpen and with that kind of depth that you potentially have?
In theory, I'm sure that was by design. You know, youth, power, touch, arm angles. You know, it definitely poses some potential problems for other teams. And how you kind of match it up. There's a lot of analytics that are thrown out there now, who follows who, so forth and so on. And it looks like potentially we have guys that can do quite a lot of things and differently. So that would be a bonus for us.
Matt?
You mentioned or talked about Fires a little bit yesterday, but how much of bringing him back was bringing back a guy who has a track record of being pretty durable for you guys, especially in a year when innings might be a bit of an issue for a start?
Definitely played into it. I mean, he's taking the ball for us every time. And, you know, there have been some times where, you know, his back didn't feel great or something else, but he takes the ball and he competes and he finds a way to still perform. So, you know, his time here as an Oakland A, you look at his numbers and they're really good. So it was a great fit with us. He's well-liked in our clubhouse. It was well-received when we signed him back, and I know he wanted to be here. So certain guys seem to, you know, do well in certain places, and I think this is a real good place for Mike.
Vince?
Bob, just a follow-up from yesterday when we visited with you before camp. You had not yet spoken or seen AJ. I just wonder what you saw from him physically. Just does he look different? And then I know it certainly is a different time, and it was proven last year, and it's continuing. But there is something about the daily routine of baseball and what does it feel to be back in that kind of routine, being in the uniform, being back on the field, and at least starting things with the pitchers and catchers.
All right, let's start with AJ. When I saw him in uniform, right away you noticed a difference in how he looks. He looks a little bit thinner, although he looks strong. And, you know, for a quiet guy, he looks a little bit more at ease. He had a smile on his face when I watched him throw. Reminded me how he threw a couple years ago in the spring when we had him starting, and he looked like, at some point in time before he got hurt there, like he was going to make the rotation and probably not forecasted to. So I think a lot of these things are alleviated from his mind. He feels really good. He's in great shape. So as far as AJ goes, I think, you know, at least at this point in time right now, we feel like we're in a good place. As far as getting back, yeah, everybody's excited about getting back and, you know, potentially playing a full season, going through a somewhat, you know, normal camp. Anytime you have a mask on, guys are spread out and you have to do your schedule differently. It's not completely normal, but it's not spring training 2.0. It's not happening in Oakland, and it's happening on time. So all those things would suggest that it's about as normal as you can get in this type of atmosphere.
Does this year prevent you from having guys like Dave Stewart or Randy Johnson or other, you know, strong baseball figures, either with connect with the A's or connect with you, that can have conversations with your players, even Ricky, the same thing? Are you, and is baseball prevented from doing those kind of things this year?
Yeah, at this point, you know, there's different tiers, and there's very few that, you know, are in tier one, which could be on a field with our guys. So unfortunately, that's the case, at least for now. We'll see how it goes as we go along. I'd love to have those guys at some point in time during the season. They're so impactful here. You know, the last three springs, they make my spring training meeting easy. I do a little soft shoe, and then I turn it over to Stu and Ricky at the end, and they have a pretty good track record of postseason appearances with their spring training speeches. So, you know, everybody knows them. They make, you know, for guys that are stars, they don't act like it around our guys, and our guys really embrace them. So hopefully at some point in time, we can get those guys back here.
Matt?
I think you said that there is, consider it, you're not too worried about the potential right-handedness of the lineup, but with a little bit more flexibility now with the DH spot, do you see that as a spot that might alternate between left and right-handed to maybe balance out the lineup a little bit if needed?
Yeah, I'd rather be more right-handed than all left-handed, because righties just see righties more. But it doesn't hurt to have some left-handed bats. I mean, we have a lot of righties here that can hit righties, so that wasn't a huge concern. But anytime you can add to the mix with some left-handed bats, you can give some guys some rest. You can move some guys around. You can, you know, give days off to some righties on real tough righties. So, yeah, it just overall, it just makes us a better team. And then obviously the, you know, the pinch hit opportunities as well as the game goes along.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.